Everybody, everybody shall be exalted, shall be exalted, shall be exalted, shall be exalted, and every mountain and the hill bend low, the crooked straight and the rough less bend, the crooked straight, the crooked straight and the rough less bend, and the rough less plain. Every valley, every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and the hill made low. The crooked straight, the crooked straight, the crooked straight, and the rough less plain, and the rough less plain, and the rough less plain. The crooked straight and the rough places plain.
Shout aloud, hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet, please. As we close our eyes, raise up our two hands to the Lord and sing this song loud and clear. Holy God, do it again, again, do it again in my life. Open eyes to see Jesus, we see that upon the Holy Ghost, do it again. Holy Ghost, do it again. Again, do it again in my life. Open my eyes to see Jesus. We see there upon the throne. I'm past me now to return to see if you're my own God. Why on earth hast thou art called? Holy, do not pass. Savior, 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 Savior. Savior, hear my humble cry. Hear my humble cry. On earth as thou art called. Only you the powers. Jesus, hear my humble cry. Hear my humble cry. All as thou art called. Only do not pass me. And our Lord be salvation. Hallelujah. Our Lord, oh yes, He's a great God. Hallelujah, great King, above all. I was lost, but Jesus, hallelujah, God is loving, God is loving, arms around me. Hallelujah. Complete in Him. Hallelujah. I am complete. Sing it loud and clear. Complete. Yes. Complete. Hallelujah. I am complete. Complete. Hallelujah. I am. Yon. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. Oh, I am complete. Oh, yes, complete. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, complete. Hallelujah, I am complete. Send that fire, that Holy Ghost fire. Send the fire in me. The Holy Ghost, send the fire. Send the fire, Holy Ghost, send the fire. Fire burning in my soul. Holy Ghost on fire. Holy Ghost on fire. Pentecost on fire. Fire burning in my soul. Fire burning in my soul. Holy Ghost on fire. Lord God, that has made the heavens, the earth, and thy great power. Lord God, that has made the heavens, the earth, and thy great power. Nothing is too difficult for thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Great and mighty God. Great counsel, mighty indeed, mighty indeed. Nothing, nothing, absolutely nothing, nothing is too difficult. Behold, I am and the Lord has all for flesh. Hallelujah. Is there anything good? Is there anything to have? Is there anything, anything to ask for? Is there anything, to ask for? Just behold, I am the Lord. Hallelujah. Is there, anything to ask for? Hallelujah. Is there anything, anything to ask for? Is there anything, to ask for? Your hand, I've been to Calvary. I dip my hands in the blood of the Lamb. I drink the blood of Jesus. My life has been made. I've been to Calvary. I've been to Calvary. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. I've been to Calvary. I've been to Calvary. I've been to Calvary. My life has been made whole. Your hand, my life has been made whole. 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 I've been to Calvary. Hallelujah. My life has been made. There's no mountain that I can climb for. Jesus climbs it all. There's no mountain that I can climb for. Jesus climbs it all. There's no mountain that I can climb for. Jesus climbs it all. Oh, I am complete. Oh, yes, complete. Complete, complete. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen to me carefully, beloved. A time comes in the life of a man or a woman when the greatest thing you want is for God to answer your prayers. There are people in this meeting today already. You have full-time mockers laughing at you. You even have family members who are laughing you to scorn. You have people who are asking you the question, show us the God whom you serve. If you are in that kind of situation, you are not the first person to get to that situation. Many got to that situation in Scripture, but the God whom they serve did not come late. He told those three Hebrew children, bow down to this idol or you burn. They said, oh king, we prefer to burn than to bow. So, but one thing we know, the God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the fiery furnace and from your hand, O king. Their God whom they serve showed up and it did not come late. That king said, Daniel, O servants of the Most High God, is your God whom you serve there not able to deliver you? Daniel answered from the lions and where the lions has become his pillow. Said, O king, live long. Said, my God whom I serve has delivered me from the mouth of the lion. If you are here tonight, listen to me carefully. If you are here tonight and there have been situations you've been battling. And the thing is gradually becoming like that of blind Bartimaeus. A man who was described by the appellation of a problem. Then, in a desperate manner, we all want to raise up our voices and call upon the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. In many lives here, enemy has gone too far and their time is up. This may be where we terminate the service of tonight, I don't know. But something has to happen to anyone here that has been nursing a long-term problem, a long-term situation. Because very soon now, we're going to start praying. And as we start praying, all those stubbornly rooted problems, the axe of fire will fall from heaven and begin to cut them to pieces. Even if you don't feel you have that kind of situation, your prayer of intercession for others will help. And that prayer of intercession will bring breakthrough to your own life too. So whatever is the stubborn situation you have been facing, maybe you have even been coming to mountain of fire for years and years and years, yet this stubborn mountain stood before you, challenging your God and your prayers. With anger, make up your mind that the problem must bend, bow, break or die. Say, O king, say, live long. The God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the fiery furnace and from thy hand, O king. Blind Bartimaeus was going through that kind of situation. Situation was from birth, but something happened. He cried, and his cry brought deliverance. Somebody is going to cry here tonight, and that cry shall bring deliverance. So if you are here, whatever situation you've been going through, has been going on, and going on, and going on, and going on, it may be marital, it may be financial, it may be health, make up your mind here right now. That problem has to bend, break, or die. Any of the three. But let me tell you something. Immediately the process of this prayer starts, the power of God will begin to flow forth and begin to touch anybody having long-term situation. It is important that you pray with reckless abandon. Pray in desperation. Pray an enough is enough kind of prayer. With a loud voice, you will shout this after me. Long-term yokes. Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray. It does not matter how long it's been going, but if you pray here tonight, there'll be a change. Jesus' name we pray. I told you. Yes. All those who are here this evening, although you are walking about physically, but you are actually tied down in the spirit. You are tied down in the spirit. Tied by your husband, tied by the coven, tied by wickedness. Such people right now where they are, let the padlock of darkness that has tied them down, let the rope of darkness that has tied them down, break now! In the name of Jesus! Amen. Something is going to happen to 25 sisters now. The power of darkness that is wearing your wedding gown in the spirit realm, fire is falling upon them now. And right there where you are, be set free, 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 be set free. In the name of Jesus. That's number one, number two, that's number three, that's number four, that's number five, that's number six, that's number seven, that's number eight, that's number nine, that's number ten. That's the power of God coming upon you. That's number 11, that's number 12. Yes, this year is your year, and this month is your month. Makatenda rabosente. Silence, silence, silence. If you are here seeking for the fruit of the womb, lay your hands upon your tummy now. Just keep it there for now. Keep it there for now. Something is about to happen. There will be a volcanic eruption in that womb area, and that long-term yoke will be broken forever. Silence now. Silence now. Silence now. As a surgical angel also moving about now. Yes. Yes. The evil hands laid on the womb area. The evil rope tying the womb area is breaking. Yes. Don't be afraid. Yes. At the count of seven, there will be a volcanic eruption that will give you outstanding testimonies, and that will give you supernatural touch that will displace your Goliath and your Herod. One, two, three. Something is happening to that sister over there. The serpent in the right leg is jumping out. Four, five, six. And that's seven. This month must be your month. And this year must be your year. With a louder voice. A louder voice. Say, powers! Behind stubborn problems. Jesus. Bakapata Santa. Ribo sapende ke yabo shente rabakayaba. Open your mouth, open your mouth. Pray with the spirit of enough is enough. Aha, 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 aha. Yes, 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 yes. Open your mouth. Open your mouth and say it. In Jesus' name we pray. This month is your month. This year is your year. Shout this louder than anyone around you again. Battles of darkness. That does not want to let me go. Backfire in the name of Jesus. Destroy the battle. In Jesus' name we pray. We're getting to a level now where it is even more dangerous to keep quiet. Please, I beg you, at this level now, pray the way you have never prayed before here. Say, powers mocking God in my life. Yes, 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 yes. Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Receive your deliverance. Receive your breakthrough. Receive it, 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 receive it. Aha! In Jesus' name we pray. Beautiful, beautiful. Now say, powers resisting my prayers. Can I hear you shouting that? Is that the loudest you can shout the resistance? You are a liar. Die! In the name of Jesus. 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 Something is happening here tonight. Continue, 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 continue. In Jesus' name we pray. Troubleth my Israel, scatter in the name of Jesus. Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Let there be silence. Complete silence. Please don't say anything. It is written that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by Him. Without Him was nothing made that was made. It is time for creative power of God to begin to move from person to person. So any organ in the body to be replaced You may begin to feel the fire burning there now. You may begin to feel the electric current of the anointing flowing from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Thou creative power of God. Thou creative power of God. Thou creative power of God. Move! That's right. It's moving. Any power that has been asking for the God of anyone here, let them begin to experience the power of the God of Elijah right now. Every situation that has made you cry, let them become testimonies now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Look at what is happening now. Thank you, Jesus. With a loud voice, you sing this loud and clear. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy. He has done great things. 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 Hallelujah. This is holy. He has done great things. He has done great things. Hallelujah. Done great things. Hallelujah. He has done great things. Yes, this is holy. Father, we thank you for tonight. Continuously lay your hands upon us. Open our understanding. In Jesus' name we pray. A louder amen. Let's have us say, God bless you. Tonight, I'd like you to listen to me very, very carefully. Very carefully. We're looking at what I call familiar spirits and human destiny. Familiar spirits and human destiny. You will do well to listen carefully. Familiar spirits and human destiny. God created Adam and Eve and placed them in that wonderful Garden of Eden. They were comfortable. They were glorious. They were anointed. Adam was very intelligent. He named all the animals. God comes to them in the cool of the day to chat with them, to discuss with them. A wonderful life. The glory of God was so much upon them that they did not even realize that they were not wearing clothes. That glory cloud covered them as a garment. And they were living a good life like that. Until there was an interruption by a serpent. And that interception by the serpent confused the whole of the destiny of Adam and Eve in the garden. None of us will have known what is called suffering today. None of us will have known anything like a lion is killing human beings, elephant is trampling upon human beings. None of us will have known that today. None of us will have known anything about the serpent biting a person. If, God forbid, Somebody shouted on the city, snake now. The first thing is to run. There's only the bold ones who will take stick and come back because of what happened in that garden. Man lost a lot of unquantifiable benefits in that garden as a result of the intervention of the serpent. And since that time, man has become serpent's food. Serpent's food. Right from that time, there is introduction of witches, wizards, all kinds of things troubling man. Just one intervention, and the whole of their destiny was turned upside down. Please listen to me very carefully. A singular demonic intervention in a person's life can wreck that life forever. You could say, but I didn't do it for too long. No, you don't have to do it for too long. Just that intervention is enough. And I didn't stay long in that demonic church. The 1 hour you spend there is enough. But I used to be there. All of them would be prophesying. But me, I noticed that I don't prophesy. Your being there alone is enough. A single intervention. I am praying for somebody here. That satanic intervention you had a long time ago that is now causing trouble for your destiny, may that intervention be terminated now. In the name of Jesus. So since man fell in that garden, the devil quickly went home and did some more homework to now create agents and departments of evil to intervene in man's life to destroy their destiny. God saw the satanic interventions and he began to warn. Don't be involved. Avoid that. Avoid this. Do not. Do not. Do not. Do not. Do not. A lot of people complain, sometimes against Mountain of Fire, sometimes against churches that preach holiness. They will say, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, don't do that, don't do that. There are do's and don'ts. It's too much. I respectfully submit to you that Christianity is a religion of do's and don'ts. The Ten Commandments is do not. Thou shall not. Thou shall not. It's all there in Scripture. So any Christianity that does not say thou shall not, it's not Christianity. That's why Jesus said, who is not for us is against us. Once you are not for him, you are against him. He doesn't recognize somebody who is neutral. If you are neutral, you are still against Jesus. In Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 9. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 9. What we are dealing with now is why some people have been struggling for years. And any time they want to get free, they get back into the hole. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 9. If you are there, say yes. When thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And it is because of these abominations the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. One major power there is the power of familiar spirit. This is why sometimes when God sends the Israelites into a particular place, he will say, kill everybody. Male, female, everything. Burn them off. Because all of them are already initiated. The one you leave alive, even a baby witch you leave alive, will soon become an adult and the witch in her will start operating. That's why I say, kill it. Don't fear anyone. In Isaiah chapter 8, verse 19. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 19. If you are feeling sleepy, stand up. It is familiar spirit. Because this kind of message, they make you to be sleepy. So that you won't get much. It's severe, stand up and start walking about. Isaiah 8:19. And when they shall say unto you, Seek unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto wizards that peep and that mutter. Should not the people seek unto their God for the living to the dead? The Bible regards them as dead. In the same Isaiah chapter 29, verse 4. Isaiah 29, 4. And thou shalt be brought down, and shall speak out of the ground, and thy speech shall be low out of the dust, and thy voice shall be as of one that hath a familiar spirit out of the ground, and thy speech shall whisper out of the dust. Listen carefully. One of the greatest swallowers of success is familiar spirit. Familiar spirit. Because of poverty, many years ago, I had to be teaching home lessons. Home lessons. They come to me for coaching. And that exposed me to so many people. One day, after all the students had gone home, one slender lady waited behind and said she wanted to talk to me. Said yes. I thought she didn't understand what I was teaching. Said no. That master, I'm not talking to you about biology or anything today. Said, I want to tell you who I am. I said, okay. I know you. You are so and so. She laughed. Said no. So I'm more than that. She said, this is my 21st time of coming to the world. And she said, when she came at the first time, was when Lord Lugard was around. I said, I see. You know Lord Lugard? Say yes. So I just want to tell you, I don't know what you are doing. Whatever you are doing, be doing it. Because each time we come for coaching here, say, I try to infiltrate the brain of all the students. Like I normally do in my class in school. This is the only place I do not succeed. She now told me horrible things. She said plenty of people, when they are coming to the world, said they ask them, do you want to prosper the world or you want to go and trade? If you say you are a trader, then they give you the anointing of fornication, anointing of seduction, to go and trade and be capturing men. And she told me that a lot of men are polluted by agents from their kingdom. And that, to be quite honest, she didn't see how they were going to make it in life. If this child of the devil is saying that they have touched some men and they will never prosper, where do we go from here? This is why a lot of men are having trouble and their things are going upside down. I taught in another lesson, home lesson. And there was this girl, very light in complexion, very beautiful girl. She talks to nobody. Just faces her work. The only time she talks in class is if she has a question. And I have a colleague, we're teaching them together. The name was Mr. Idahosa. Mr. Idahosa teaches English literature and something else like that. I found that Idahosa did not leave this girl alone. He would be running after her. Student, running after her. Running after her. I was cautioning Idahosa to stop. But this girl doesn't look ordinary. So that's what you will say. You are a bloody SU. One day, I came early to class. This girl too came early. That day, I felt inspired. And I confronted her. You are not an ordinary person. I said, that's true, yes? That's true. That's true. And she looked at me and said, what's the problem? That's true. And she said, Emerenimina, what's the problem? I said, I see. And that she operated inside the water. That did I remember during Nigerian Civil War, that some boats carrying soldiers capsized into the water? I said, I can't remember, but I think I've heard before. He said, all those soldiers inside that boat, they are still in our kingdom. They are houseboys there. It's because we needed ourselves. That's how we capsized the boat and put them down there. God will damage our ignorance. Even our forefathers who did not read the Bible, they look at some children and say, this one is a banji. This one is this one is that. And they try to deliver them. Because they knew that those things will not only pollute their destiny, but will destroy their lives. I want you to understand what we're saying. The other time, many years ago, it was in my flat in National Institute for Medical Research. Myself and a fellow minister, we started praying for a girl from around 7 p.m. We prayed and prayed and prayed. as one thing is going, another thing is coming.
We were praying.
All of a sudden, she said, the only way you men can set me free is to invite the queen of the coast, Mami Wata, to come here now. Then I will give her a pot, and then I will be free. My friend answered, okay, what do we need to do to bring the queen of the coast here now? He said, give me a bowl of water. All these, her eyes were closed. We brought the bowl of water. She put her 10 fingers inside the water. And my first shock was that she now began to speak in tongues. I said, ha. Hey. And she said, Mami Wata is coming. I was excited because I wanted to see the person. Because I've never seen Mami Wata before. And I said, say she's coming here. Let's wait. Why is he going to pass? So that door. It's okay. We waited. At 12 midnight, didn't see anybody. He said, why is he? So there's an angel at that door. Angel has sent her back. She now started to count the name of men and women and Nigerian leaders that they have destroyed. So I'm talking to you now. Plenty of the names of the leaders she mentioned are dead. One of them died drinking tea that she mentioned there. These powers, they are the ones sponsoring transfer of evil family history. Something has happened in the family many, many years ago, and it's bad. Their duty is to keep transferring, keep transferring, keep transferring, keep transferring. That's why they call them familiar spirits. They are familiar with the family. They are familiar with you as a person. They are familiar with what you like. They know that your favorite food is fufu. They know that you like drinking tea. They know everything. And they have polluted human race. Practically 90% of women and 60% of men are polluted by these powers. 90% of women, 60% of men. The only women they sometimes leave alone are women who are not beautiful. Just leave them alone. See? This one is not likely to catch any fish. And they leave them alone. Terrible spirits. These spirits are familiar with a person's ancestral past. It's possible that many of you here, you don't know your great-great-great-grandfather. You've never seen them before. But they know who they are. So they use their familiarity to bring curses and problems that a person's ancestors had encountered many, many years before you were born. So they are carriers of generational curses, carriers of generational afflictions, carriers of generational problems, and they move the thing from generation to generation. I want you to understand this very well. This is why in Mountain of Fire, when marriage is conducted here, we don't allow them to curse themselves on that day. Already there is a lot of problem in the world. So when there is problem already, then somebody wants to get married. Say, I take you this day as my wedded wife to love and to cherish for better, for worse, in sickness and in health. Already, I prophesy for better, for worse. There was even a man they told like that before. So will you take this woman for better, for worse, this, that? Say, sorry, pastor, before you go on, how worse can it get? Before I say yes, how terrible will it be? So because you are saying for better, for worse now. I understand the better, but how worse can it become? That's why we don't say that at Mountain of Fire. And that's why we lead people into deliverance prayers. So if you married like that, you pray deliverance prayers. Mommy is born again. Daddy is born again. You don't know what God has done for you. But when your father is the head of the masquerade in your village, and your mother is the one that used to ring local bell when marine water are celebrating, immediately you are born. Instead of a guardian angel from God to be attached to you, a spirit, a familiar spirit is assigned to your life as an angel of death. Just as a child born into a holy setting is given a holy angel from God that will be guarding that child, the same way when your parents are into the demonic world, you have an angel of darkness as your guardian. So that familiar spirit knows you inside out. You go to the toilet, it goes with you. Go to school, it's there. You go to there, it follows you. Sometimes it is those familiar spirits that will go and bring the kind of man that will destroy a woman for the woman to marry. Sometimes the familiar spirit following the man that will go and bring fellow familiar spirit women to the man. And he will be claiming that he's very handsome, that he's very magnetic and he's attractive. It's a lie. It's a lie. They are being magnetized to you by the familiar spirit that was assigned to you when you were born. They are bringing people of their kind to destroy the person properly. A lot of people are inside a cage like this. May the good Lord in his mercy set them free tonight. When such people now get born again, you now have two spirits. The angel of God assigned to follow you and the familiar spirit you have inherited from your father's house. That's why some people, sometimes they will do well. Sometimes they will do terrible things. When they are holy, they are good, the spirit of God, the angel of God is able to help them. But when they are doing terrible, terrible things, the angel of God reverses and be watching. What's going on here? What's going on here? So everyone that is born into a setting that lacks new birth has a demon assigned to him by the enemy from birth. The job of this demon is to derail and to disturb. And the devil will have given that demonic angel specific duties. And that is why sometimes when people go for some prayers, they will be wondering, why is there spirits going in and out, where you are? Well, if you have that spirit assigned to you, sometimes they have friends, they have playmates who come to play with them. And they will form a regular traffic around the person. Many people, they just feel that something is following them. They feel there's something that's something. I don't feel alone. Something is here. Those powers know what it takes to shut a person down completely. So these familiar spirits are a class of very dangerous spirits. Sometimes much devastatingly dangerous than other satanic agents. And when a person is completely ignorant of their activities, they will confuse the person. And once you don't deal with them, they take hold of your destiny, they make it to some assault. The familiar spirit now becomes like a counterfeit Holy Spirit and is a world of deception. The person having this familiar spirit, you may think it's just your imagination that is imagining certain things. No, most times it's not. It's what is happening that you are seeing. Any visit to a witch doctor has a familiar spirit following you about. There are some literature you should not read as a child of God. If you read it, a familiar spirit will be following you. And you can acquire plenty of familiar spirit by inheritance. When a child has imaginary playmates, you give him food, the food has finished, and the food has finished very quickly, and you don't know how the child swallowed it. He has friends that are sharing part of the food. All these are activities of these wicked powers. Many are embarrassed to admit that they have 9 visitors as spirit husbands. And many have all kinds of things troubling them that they cannot release it because they are afraid. What will people say? Are you here tonight? A prophet, whether demonic prophet or otherwise, have told you when you were younger that you have familiar spirit. He's telling you the truth. Because he too has familiar spirit. So he can detect his colleagues. Are you here? And sometimes you see things others don't see. And you clear your eyes. Can you see that? No. Are you here? Sometimes when you are passing the bridge and there is river below, you are scared, so scared. Or you even feel like jumping in all the time. Are you here? Sometimes you actually feel like eating the sand. It is evidence of the cage of familiar spirit. The blunt truth. If you don't deal with this, there is no moving forward for the person's destiny. Are you here? You have seen the ghost of a dead person before. Your father that died, your mother that died is appearing to you. It's evidence of familiar spirit. Are you here? And you were given a name of a dead relative. They are naming you after somebody who died. They call you Baba Tunde, they call you Yetunde, you will have familiar spirit. Are you here today? You can remember when you were very young, you used to be very sickly. You faint and weak. You faint and weak. You faint and weak. You have familiar spirit. Are you here too? Notice that when you undress, there are some strange marks in your body that you cannot explain. or sometimes strange liquid or water is coming out of your body, or you were given names of familiar spirit, or when you grow up as an adult, you find some strange bangles or necklaces in your body and you keep asking, "Daddy, Mommy, why am I wearing this?" You say, "Keep it, just keep it there." Are you here and your parents have been telling you that before you were born, they went to request of you from a native doctor, from a witch doctor, or from the river, or from the forest? Those powers will, of course, not give your destiny any peace. Are you here? Can still remember that they do regular satanic parties for you. They will invite children and buy all kinds of foods and say, "Come and eat, come and eat, come and eat." Or you were born as twins and your mother has this habit of cooking beans every once in a week and be serving beans all over the streets. You already have familiar spirits. Or you are here, you know you have spiritual friends. When you dream, you find them. And you find yourself in strange places, playing with strange friends. It's an attempt to derail your destiny. Or you are here, sometimes when you wake up, you find scratches all over your body. Those people scratching your body, it could be they're just playing with you. It could be they're trying to harm you. But mostly they are scratches from your spiritual friends. Are you here tonight? And you remember as a baby, they refused to cut your ear. It was growing, growing, growing. All kinds of insects were inside the head. Left it there. It grew like Rastafarian hair. And you left it there. Then they made a sacrifice. And then they cut it off. You have familiar spirits. Are you here? And some times ago in your life, you have spent days and days at satanic altars. They put you under demonic protection. You have familiar spirits. Are you here tonight? You find that you suffer from unexplainable punishment. And sometimes when you sleep, you see somebody looking exactly like you. You find that something has been buried on your behalf. You need to pray tonight. Are you here tonight? Many children died before you stayed. You are the first person that stayed. Plenty of them have died. You have familiar spirit. You need to pray. You see invisible people, or you have these chains of bad luck up to the level that people will be avoiding you. Or you are here tonight. You have a strange semblance to your parents. Very strange semblance. Your father is a chain smoker. You too became a chain smoker. Your father has plenty of concubines and wives. You already have plenty of girlfriends now. Are you here tonight? You can notice an evil pattern in your family. Is it familiar spirit that sponsors that evil pattern? Are you here as a lady? Anywhere you go, all the men that set their eyes on you, they want to sleep with you. You become a center of evil attraction. Don't rejoice. It's familiar spirit. Familiar spirit. Are you here? You are use and dump woman. Use and dump woman. The man will collect your money, use your money, sleep with you, drop you, go off. And it's a pattern like that. Are you here tonight? You're always going to the wrong places. And things begin to go wrong. Are you here tonight? You have this vicious circle of poverty. Circle. As you are getting through some financial breakthrough, something else is coming up. Or you are hearing strange voices that others are not hearing. Are you here tonight? You have a spiritual being representing you and collecting your benefits. Are you here tonight? You can remember that they have carried sacrifice on your behalf before. Or you have these strange and regulated sicknesses that used to come at a particular time of the year. Are you here tonight? And you have this compulsive stealing ability. Just stealing and stealing and stealing. You have been caged by the terrible group of spirits called familiar spirits. They can be wicked, they can be friendly, but they have an agenda. Their agenda is to derail human destinies. They are ignored destroyers, overlooked terminators. Prayer warriors largely ignore them. But these powers have touched a life of human being in a deadly and malignant way. They are what you call the secretary spirits. They'll keep tracks of all our mistakes and all our blunders in order to trap us in the pattern of sin. They are the ones who carry ancestral spirits and move it from person to person. They watch people closely and they transfer bad habits. This is a strange thing. This is a strange matter. and we need to destroy these powers with all the strength that we have. Sisters really need to pray very hard today, because evil spirits have a lot of interest in women, because the devil hates women with perfect hatred, and the devil can go to any length to deal with any woman. Since the devil targeted women from the Garden of Eden, he had never left them alone, and he uses their weaknesses to attack them. These spirits have confused so many ministers and caused so much trouble, and they have ensured that it's so difficult to find people who are normal. They make it like that because they have infiltrated people's lives. We need to pray hard today. We need to work. We have work to do. How do we prevent our destiny from being polluted and tarnished by these powers? We need to repent completely and surrender our lives to Jesus. We need to renounce their powers over our lives. We need to obtain deliverance from their powers. We need to, by the finger of God, cast out these spirits out of our soul. We need to attack their power base. And we need to set ourselves free from their grip. More than any other power, these powers are responsible for many destinies being derailed. If you have ever read that small book called When the Deliverer Needs Deliverance, you'll find that the major problem of some pastors, why they are misbehaving, is because they never dealt with these things. Today is a day where you need to strike out with all the power that you can gather and ensure that they leave you alone. It is not a sin to overpray, but it's a tragedy to underpray. If you overpray, no problem. But if you underpray, that's a serious problem. There are some people here tonight. If they will pray against these powers, they will discover that those things they thought were very difficult, those are lives at their doormouth easily. Rise up on your feet now. And all eyes closed. I've scratched the surface for you of a very deep topic. Because I want us to deal with this early in the year like this. All eyes closed. If you are here tonight, you are not born again. You have not just surrendered your life to Jesus. Wherever you are, this particular night, just put up your hands and say what I'm going to say after. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you say that short prayer with me, immediately we close. Find a way to the altar. Find a way to the altar here. I've said so many things here tonight. The business of walking with Jesus requires that you are sincere with yourself. If you are not sincere, there is no way God can help you. If you are not sincere, there is no way deliverance can come your way. If you are here tonight, and one or some of the things I've said involves you. If you are here tonight, you just know that life ought to be better than this for you. But there is a force you cannot understand or master that keeps setting you back. I want you to pray with boiling anger. Others who feel they are not concerned can keep quiet. But even those who are keeping quiet, feeling they are not concerned, it's because they have already been caged. With fire in your voice. Can you shout this louder than anyone around you? Can you shout this with all the boldness you can gather? Power of familiar spirits of my father's heart. Death in the name of Jesus. Piata satakatanda. Tonight is tonight. This is not a night to negotiate. You cannot afford to negotiate. But kate sente yabo shente. Jesus. Jesus. Be released. Yes, that sister over there. Be released. That brother over there, Yes, that power that has been boasting that you belong to them, I disconnect you from them. Be disconnected, be disconnected, be disconnected, be disconnected from them. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence. That sister over there, the power that has been hiding in your life for years, and the power has been claiming that you belong to them, that you were dedicated to them, in the name which is above all names, Jesus Christ, Son of the Living God, I command you to be set free now, in the name of Jesus. You can't hide. It's impossible here. Say every personal demon assigned to my life, go back to your sender in the name of Jesus. Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. The Bible says, we lay our hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. Stretch your right hand towards me at the altar here. Father, the same anointing that divided the Red Sea, the same anointing that divided Jordan, the same anointing that used to enter the pool of Bethesda whenever an angel troubled the water, let that anointing fall upon these hands now. In the name of Jesus, receive it, 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 in the name of Jesus. Something is about to happen now. As I count 1 to 7, begin to slap your own head with that hand. And as you do it, the electric current of God will flow into your body, and the yoke and cage of familiar spirits shall be broken to pieces. Get yourself ready now. 1. It's happening. 2. 3. 4. 5. 6, and this is number 7. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Say, thou power, familiar spirit, prolonging my problem. Your time. Jesus. Jesus' name we pray. Let us share the grace in fellowship. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever.